All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. This is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and I'm Jennifer Richmond. I am so glad you're here. It's a fabulous day, a little bit more warm out than I'd like it to be for a fall day, but what are you going to do, right? So glad you're with me. Grab your Bible. I remember to get my Bible on hand today because we had some challenges the other day with the internet, and I wasn't able to get the scripture up on the screen very quickly. But anyway, whatever. Again, what are you going to do? You can have your Bible ready is what you can do. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me today. Grab your Bible, cup of coffee, whatever it is you're drinking, and make sure you join us. And if you haven't already done so, click below and make sure that you have subscribed to me on YouTube so that you can always get notifications when these Bible studies pop up. You can also be doing that on Facebook, on my blog, or on the Women's Ministry page at La Mirada Church. So hit that subscribe, like, and follow button and make sure you're doing that. And those of you who are over there listening to me on the podcast, who can't see my face and doing certain things, you're just listening to the audio. I'm glad you're here. Make sure you leave a comment and click that subscribe button as well. All right, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to switch the screen up, hop over to lesson three. There we go. There we go. Lesson three, day three of our Acts Bible study. Let's pray and get into the word. Hold on just a second. I've got somebody at my door, so I need to stop share and hit the pause button. I'll be right back. Hang on. All right, I'm back. It was just the UPS guy, but you know how they say when you're home, you should always answer the door so people know you're home? And so as soon as I walked out in that general direction, there was the beautiful brown truck dropping off some goodies. This time it was for my husband and our jacuzzi. Yay. So, all right, let's see. Pick up where we left off, which was over here. Ta-da. All right, get my tiny little head out of the way and a little bigger so we can see each other better. Click that. Those of you who are listening on the podcast are not seeing any of this shenanigans, but here we go. All right, hopefully you can see better now. All right, lesson three, day three. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's get God involved. Let's make sure we're putting our mind forward for God. Lucy's making noises down here. Let's get ourselves focused here. Join hands around the table if you are with some friends right now, or reach through and join my hand spiritually, and let's go ahead and give this time to the Lord. Father God, we do thank you right now for the chance that we have to be in your word together. We ask that you would bless this time, not to our glory, but to yours. Help us to understand and apply what we're learning in our life. We want to grow in your spirit today, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Here we go. So we begin with our memorizing of God's word. We're going to write the word and we're going to read the word. And I've called those scriptures all up here together. So here is our write the word passage for the day. Add those to the back of your lesson. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you. Did I get that right? Is that what we're writing? No, we're not writing that. I must have reversed it. And the name, there it is. That's the part we're writing. How did I reverse that? It's listed up here. Oh, I did. I wrote it up there in the wrong way. All right, let me double check it. Acts 3:16, yeah, all right. So it's Acts 3:16. I just typed it in the wrong order. And his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers, but what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. This is the time for you to pause, grab a pen or pencil, and hop over to your write the word pages and, well, write the word. All right, I'll pause. You pause, actually, and I'll get ready for our memory verse, which is, well, are you paused? Go ahead and pause, write your word. I'll have my coffee. All right, welcome back, hopefully. And here's our memory verse. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you. I've got my post-it ready. The builders, which has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven given by men. Well, prepositions there and some gerunds. You know, there's my grammar coming out again. I hate it when the tag sticks in the back of you, itchy, scratchy. That's what this tag is doing today. Write your memory verse down, and hopefully you're doing well on that. Our reading today is from Acts 3, 1 through 10, and we have a few other passages we're going to read in a minute, but let's go ahead and just focus on our main passage that we'll be reading from. Here we go. So Acts 3, 1 through 10. And now John and Peter were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, And a man, lame from birth, was being carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. So powerful. Okay. I'm just picturing the scene in my mind as I'm reading this to you, just thinking how this man was sitting there expecting alms or expecting to reject it. And man, does he get something amazing. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Just so beautiful. All right, so we're going to go through our passage today in our think and reflect portion, and we're going to write the W's of this passage. These are the who, what, when, where, and why moments of our focus today in our scripture. So going back through each one of these verses, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10 too. Oh, I didn't leave space for you to do 10. We'll have to combine 10 onto 9. And I'll see if I can get that edited. Maybe before you even do this page of your lesson, I will have already got it edited. We'll see. Actually, I always have to write myself a note on these little editing marks. You can always remind me as well. I'm going to edit lesson 3, day 3, add verse 10 on your chart. All right, here we go. So we're going to read through each one of those verses again, and then add again the who, what, when, where, and why. So chapter 3, verse 1, who's involved? Well, Peter and John are. Okay. And what is said or what's being done? Well, what's being done is they're going to the temple to do something. What are they going to do? Just pause right for a minute. As always, I really want you to do your own work here. Don't just sit there and listen as I'm saying it. So pause, write it down, and release the pause, and then check and see if we're on the same page or not. And then also, you know, just because I'm saying something doesn't mean it's the truth. God's word is the only truth. So make sure if you've got a different view or a different thought on something, or if I've messed something up, which is highly likely, as always, just being real here, is drop me a note, leave it in the comments, help me, and I'll fix it. And of course, if it's a little grammar error or something like that, I love having your input so I can fix the typos. All right. So who, Peter and John, what, they're going to the temple to pray. And I suppose we could put that over on the why, which we will. On when? Well, it's the ninth hour of prayer, and where, the temple, and why, like I said before, to pray. So fill this all in at the top. And I can't do a split screen, or I'm not fancy enough. I haven't figured out how to do that. If I try to split it, I think it only lets me do one at a time. Anyway, let's go ahead on to, I'm assuming you have your lesson page out and the Bible page. So I'll just kind of go back and forth on that so you can do the same. All right. So back to the Bible. So verse 2. Who was there? Well, this was the man who was lame since birth. And what's happening? What's said or what's done? He's being carried to lay there. And when does this happen? Well, it happens daily. He goes to the temple daily and gets carried there. And where exactly is it? It's the gate called Beautiful, or the Beautiful Gate. And why is he there? Well, he's asking for alms. And then in verse 3, he, same person, and he sees them and he asks for alms. When does it happen? Again, we're going to keep the when at the exact same time. The when is the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. That's going to stay the same for the rest of this chart. And the where is going to stay the same for a little while, because we're at the Beautiful Gate. And of course, why, to ask for alms, goes there. Verse 4, who do we transition to now? This is Peter and John. What do? They gaze at him and they tell him to look at them. And why? Well, they've got something up, don't they? Maybe that's just the why. They want his undivided attention. They want his focus. Don't just like treat them as a passing person who's going to give him something. We switch back to the lame man in verse 5. And what does he do? Well, he fixes his eyes on them. And why do you think? I'm thinking he's expecting alms. He's expecting the silver or the gold. So Peter pipes up verse 6 and says, I don't have any money. I don't have alms. I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But I have this. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Oh my gosh. And then the Peter and the lame man are in verse 7. And he lame man reaches hand out, right hand, raises him up, and his feet and his ankles straighten. And then in verse 8, the lame man leaps. Here's what's being said and what's done. He leaps, stands, walks, enters, and praises God. And so this switches over to the temple. They're not just in the portico, the gate area. They're now in the temple proper. And the people are filled with wonder. That's the people who are the who of verse 9. They're filled with wonder and amazement. And then in verse 10, since I didn't leave it on your chart, and they recognized the people, put that there. They recognized him as the one who sat where? At the beautiful gate. And then what was he doing? Asking for alms. And they're filled with wonder and amazement at what happened. So there's just a good way to break down passages. And one of the goals I have in doing the Bible study this way is to not only for you to learn as you go, but for you to learn how to study the Bible. So this is a method that I use. I just go through a passage and I outline the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes the how of a passage. So now look back at how Luke describes the new church and how they were living, Acts 2, 42 through 47. And now consider Acts 3, 1 through 10. And note how this encounter with the lame man shows exactly how they were living like Luke had described. So we're going to connect those two together from what they say they were doing to the actual fleshing out of what they were doing. And so hop over to 242 through 47. Did my verses get mixed? I tried to put them in order. I guess I didn't get it up there. Did not add that. I tried to be so organized before I started this lesson so it would all appear in the right order for us today, because yesterday I had that trouble. Let me go ahead and add Acts 2:40. Let's see if it'll update today through 47. Is it just going to spiral? Ooh, it updated pretty quickly today. Thank you. Here we go. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of the bread and prayers. Awe came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs are being done of the apostles. What? Of course, we're seeing that right now. All who believe were together. They had all things in common, selling their possessions, belongings, distributing proceeds to all as they had need, and day by day attending the temple. So we're seeing the things that are actually happening now in Acts 3, 1 through 10. So back to our chart here. What do we see happening? We see the many wonders and signs that are being done. And what do we see? Cross over the chart. The lame man is healed. And then in Acts 2, they were selling their possessions, belongings, distributing the proceeds as all they had needed. As a result, Peter and John had no silver or gold. They had given everything away. They don't have anything like that to offer. And so there's on the Acts 3 part. And then on day by day, it says they were attending the temple. And so sure enough, Peter and John are at the temple. And so is this guy as well. And the Lord's adding to their number day by day, those who are being saved. That's over on the Acts 2:42 part. And what do we have in Acts 3? God enables them to heal this man and gains favor with the people and adds them to the number. So we're seeing the summary of everything that was happening. And then Luke includes this actual example of what was happening in the temple. Pretty cool, right? I think so. All right. What did the lame man ask for and expect to receive? Well, he was asking for alms, silver and gold. What did he not ask for and yet receive? Well, he didn't ask to be what? Healed. Who does that? Who sits there and begs in the middle of the street or the side of the road, I should say, and then expects to be healed? No one does. The beggars are expecting to get money or a place to live, or even so we'll say, you know, we'll work for food. You don't really see people standing with a sign there on the street. I'd like to be healed. Stop and heal me. Stop and pray for me. Maybe that's what we should ask people to do. Stop and pray for those people, right? All right. So how does Luke describe the way Peter looked at the lame man in chapter 3, verse 4? Well, he says he gazes at him. He looks intently at him, right? Luke uses this same verse, atenesis, 10 times in Acts. Make note of this as you read, actually. And here's a hint. Review chapter 1 and skim ahead in chapter 3. Say this Greek word aloud. Do you hear any similarity in modern English? What English word does it sound like? What could it be related to? Go ahead and look at the parentheses I've given you here. Atenesis. What does it sound like to you? Yeah, good. No, not tennis socks. Attention. It does, and that's where we get our word attention. All right, so in whose power are Peter and John healing, right? Those exact words. He says, in the name, not just of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus Christ or Messiah, Jesus the Messiah, the Christ of Nazareth. Gives him a very clear example. This is who you are being healed in. How does Luke describe the timing and physical details of the lame man's healing? He says it happened immediately and his feet and ankle were strengthened. So Luke, the doctor, don't forget he's a physician, is attending to these details here. That he doesn't just say the lame man got up and walked. He says that his feet and ankles were strengthened. So he doesn't have these weak ankles and feet anymore. And then let's go ahead and read James 5, 14 through 16. What truths about prayer, healing, and the way the church should function do you learn in these verses? Maybe you already know what this passage says. Maybe it's reminding you, does to me. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. Or as I remember memorizing it when I was a kid, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I think that was probably King James, maybe the New American Standard. All right, back over here. So what do you hear? If you have a physical need, if you need healing, call for the elders of your church to pray over you. That's how we should be doing it. We need to get our church body. Don't just suffer in silence. If you're in pain, if you're not being healed, if you need healing, get the elders of the church to pray over you. I know I've prayed for you. And of course, this is elders. That doesn't mean just literally the title of elders. It would just mean get the people to pray, bring people together, lay hands, anoint you with oil. What similarity in phrasing do you notice in James and in our passage today? I mean, James would have been there. He's part of this early group. It says here, the prayer of faith will say the one who was sick, the Lord will, raise him up. I think that's pretty cool. That's exactly what happened in this passage, isn't it? God raised up this lame man. All right. Do you think that God will heal in the same way today? Really? Do you think he will? Why or why not? I want to hear your thoughts on this. And support it with scripture, as always. Why do you think God would heal this way today? Or why do you think, no, God's not going to heal in this same way today? But please, whatever you do share, support it with scripture and then drop it in the notes and let us know. And we'd like to discuss that together as a group. Facebook has a great way of having these comments go through. Just drop it in the comments and other people will chime in as well. And if you're on YouTube or the YouTube actually does a great job on that as well. The comments are pretty easy to engage with over on the podcast, drop it in. And as I see the notes come up, I will try to remember to engage with you there as well. All right. Underline every verb in chapter 3, verse 8. Why do you think Luke records the man's reaction in this way? What does it say in Luke chapter Acts 3, verse 8? It says he leaping up and he stood and he began to walk. And he entered the temple and walking and leaping and praising God. These are all actions that this guy is doing, and Luke is very vivid in his description. First of all, Luke is just a very vivid writer. You should read how he writes in the Gospel of Luke. He does the same thing there as well. Very vivid in his writing. And here he is again. Action, action, action. I think one of the reasons why is because this was a very vivid, action-packed scene, and this guy didn't used to be able to move like this at all. And now he is, and you see this transformation, and Luke helps us visualize it. I love it. All right. So think about the people who witnessed this miracle, chapter 3, verses 9 through 10. What did they see? What did they recognize? How did they respond? All right. What do they see? Well, they see this lame man. What is he doing? He's walking and he's praising God. He's leaping around. What did they recognize? It says, well, he was the one who sat by the gate begging. So they recognize that's this guy. We come to the temple. We've seen this guy. Even if I'm not there every day, this guy's here every day in this same spot, and they recognized that. And then how did they respond? Well, they were filled. What were they filled with? Wonder and amazement. I mean, wouldn't you? I know I would be. So not only did the people respond with wonder and amazement, Luke tells us what happened as a result of what they saw. And the Lord added to their number day by day, those are being saved. That's what happened as a result. All right. So how is Acts 1:8 being fulfilled in today's passage? We're going to be repeating this over and over again throughout our study. I want us to be thinking, not only memorizing God's word, like we did last lesson, Acts 1:8, but be thinking, how is God adding, how is God enabling them to be a witness in Jerusalem? And then, of course, later on, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. Write that down and share that with me. Take a picture of it and share it, or handwrite it out, whatever you want to do. If you do take a picture and post it on Instagram, Facebook, or wherever, use the hashtag LMCCWomen and hashtag Dwelling Richly Bible Study. That creates little albums for us, so anybody can jump in there and see our pictures, and we can connect with each other in that way. Well, let me go ahead and close with this final thought under the Reflect the Words portion. So the lame man, crippled from birth, each of us are lame in our own way. We may have two functioning legs, but we all have a crippled heart. Sin has corrupted this world and our bodies, minds, and heart along with it. Like the lame man, we may find ourselves begging for the basics instead of praying for true healing. We may look to the men and women in this world who seem to be healthier than we are in their body, mind, or heart. Maybe their lifestyle and station in life, and we read their book, listen to their seminars, or follow their social media, looking for a great tip or just the right great idea that will help transform our own life. The thing is, like the beggar reaching out for alms, we're reaching for the wrong thing. What we really need is found only in gazing at the healer, capital H, healer. What we truly need is found only in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's be women today who are reaching out for more than alms. Let's be women who live in the power of the Holy Spirit, because we have fixed our gaze on Jesus and called upon his holy name. Pray today that God would help you see when your focus is on alms instead of the Almighty. All right. God bless you. So great to be able to share this time with you. If you're enjoying this study, I'd encourage you to share it with others. Let other people know that you are in this ACTS study together. And don't forget to say hi, leave a comment. Just let me know that you're listening along with me today. And know, as always, that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.